Welcome to the Sublime Femme podcast, where we delve into the wellness side of enlightening your life and igniting your soul fire to blaze with passion, sharing stories, strategies, and inspiration for you to live in divine wellness. I'm Irana Gian. If you want to live a healthier, happier, and on purpose life, this podcast is for you. Subscribe to get notified each time we release a new episode. Hey, beauty. You may want to grab pen and paper today and a cup of tea if you are not driving or cooking as I speak. We are way into the spring. Everything is blossoming and nature is exploding with passion. Are you feeling energized like I do? I feel super energized. I finished my spring cleanse last week. And now I feel I'm bursting with energy. I was walking on the beach yesterday and, you know, there are moments that I really feel so full that I think I'm overflowing. That is the power of spring cleansing on time. But we are going to talk maybe later on that. Today I want to speak on passion, desire, and purpose. How long has it been since you felt your heart beating so strongly for a desire that it looked like it would jump out of your chest? Not only for a person, but for a project or a purpose, or just because you wake up in the morning and you feel like you are vibrant and full of energy. And this is your passion for living vibrantly, beating. When this happens, this is your inner self telling you, go this way. And it is so clear, but still you question it. You find excuses to stay in your comfort zone, in the security of your couch. When your heart is beating like that and wanting to come out of your chest, it's just nagging at you to get up. But why? We stay. You know, this heart beating so strongly is telling you, tell me, get up. You can do it whether you think you can, whether you have the resources or not. Whenever this happens to me, I know there is no way I will not do what my heart is beating for. Even if I do not know how, I just set my sails. Open my eyes wide open, I sharpen my senses, and I listen to the ideas that come to mind so I can get there no matter what. And I do. And I have always done it to the destination, whether I had the resources or not. I have found them. Because this passion for a purpose is the desire for life, for expansion, for thriving. It explodes your vision. Your vision of what you want, of what you desire, and you begin to picture it. And then if you follow this nag, you begin to manifest it also. This is how I came to live on this island, how I created my pottery studio, Atelier Gaia, in 1994. This is how I got to my teacher in India and became a transformational yoga master in 2007, and how I created also my yoga studio, my school of transformational yoga in 2013. And the list goes on without having the resources, just because I believed in it, because my heart was beating to do that in that moment. And this heartbeat is like your inner self that knows that this is the timing, that this is the moment to do it. This is why we need to follow that nag. So just because that was it, because the idea of it was a desire that made my heart beat like a huge drum and aligned me with my purpose. This was the only reason and drive that without having the resources got me there. So I know it experientially. Because we try to picture our purpose like a tangible object, yet it is a path. It's not an object. It's not tangible. It's a path, it's a strong heartbeat that ignites your passion and gives you the courage to leap into the unknown, where magic is actually. The only place where magic is where we don't know what will happen or how it will develop. And then if we have that courage, and if you have that courage, you leap, meaning you jump or spring a long way to a great height with great force into the unknown. And whatever the result is, what matters is that you grow, that you learn, that you move into the next stage instead of staying stagnant and safe in your comfort zone. You evolve, and most importantly, you live fully, because to do this, you are completely present. You cannot do it otherwise. You're aligned with your vision. You are living vibrantly and fully. The issue with most of us is that we stay in our heads, finding obstacles, I mean excuses, not to move out of our comfort zone, or dead alive zone, as I call it. We hear our heart starting to beat strongly, and we fear not to lose our security by risking either money, time, or energy. So we say, hold on, this is crazy, I cannot do this. First, I have to do this and that, and then I will try. And this I will try, as you know very well, means I will not do it. But it makes you feel safe to say that, does it? And tick-tock, life passes by. It passes by your side and you watch it depleting while you are safe and comfortable. Does it sound familiar to you? I'm talking about you, about me, about all of us. We do this. These wake-up calls from the heart are your life force, your potential nagging you to awaken and live vibrantly, fully. So move. Life is happening now. Our desires drive our passion and are our drive for life. And according to the yogic tradition, we have four primordial desires that drive our passion for life. This word, maybe you already heard it, dharma, is the desire for purpose, the drive to become who you are meant to be. The second desire, artha, the desire to prosper in this world, the desire for money, security, health. Then we have kama, the desire for intimacy, beauty, and love. And moksha, the desire for liberation and freedom from suffering, from duality, from our likes and dislikes that make us fluctuate from one edge to the other instead of being in balance. So all your desires stem from these four desires. All the desires that we have are in relation to these four desires. And you create your personal desires, always they are in relation to these four desires. So you can inquire on that and realize how much this is true. But do you know which are your desires? It's so important to have clarity on your desires, for they keep your soul fire alive, your drive for life, and your sense of purpose. And these are our themes for today. Our desires change, as we grow and evolve. But in my experience with working with people, when I ask them what they desire, they do not really know. You need to inquire. Self-inquiry is so important. You know, inquiring all the time about what you're doing, what you're thinking, if it's aligned with what you truly desire. But this requires that you have moments of stillness and that you're grounded in this present moment. Your desires are not fixed. You know, your desires change. This is the reason we take time in our community every new moon to inquire on our desires and update our intentions. Because as the time passes and things happen and things change and we change, our desires also change. This is how it's important to update ourselves with ourselves each month, so we keep moving without losing from sight our true desires, because those are which ignite our soul fire, our passion. And then when we have that clarity on our desires, we need to tend to our desires, just like we care for the fire that cooks our food and warms our bones. We must tend to our desires. Our desires are our truth, the expression of our higher self, our higher nature, and what our soul aspires. And your desires are not a life or death situation, following them, but on the other hand, neglecting your truth or your true desires can feel like slowly extinguishing your life force, which can be detrimental for your health and your well-being. And I mean, when you start to, your fire starts to dim, you are in danger of fatigue, either mental, physical, emotional, in your relationships and in your vocation too. Because you stop being creative, you stop being innovative, you stop being enthusiastic. And this energetically, it ripples out in all aspects of your life, because everything is connected. So no desires, no passion. No passion, no life force. No life force, no health. So see how important it is that we are really tending to our passion for life. Without passion, you can still make the rent and limp across your life, as many do, but we're here to talk not about surviving or limping across our life, but about living our life with passion, vibrantly, and thriving. Thriving like a life. And there are many reasons for which your passion for life gets extinguished. And the usual symptom, the most usual symptom, is fatigue. So let's explore this and bring some clarity. One reason that you may be fatigued, some of the reasons are either from overdoing or from being completely disconnected from your desires, which means you're disconnected from yourself. And I see so many women burnt out or diagnosed with adrenal fatigue. Did you ever think that fatigue can be physical, but also emotional burnout or mental burnout? However, it is not always due to overwork or stress. Fatigue either comes out of dispassion for the things you do, or it creates this passion. It's one thing to feel compelled to push yourself to the limit, doing, 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 and becoming a burnout mess by doing something that is not in your zone of ease. And it's a whole different ballgame when you genuinely desire to give it up, to give it your all, and then passion is driving you with ease, and you are in your zone of passion. So this is the difference when we are doing on a daily basis our work. Is something that we are passionate about, or we are not passionate about, and we are just doing it for a living. And also, this is why it's so important that whatever we do, we put all of ourselves in what we are doing in the moment. So we become passionate anyway in the moment about what we are doing. Also, sometimes you may feel tired because you are not doing enough, not working hard enough. You lost your sense of purpose. You are disconnected from your desires or doing something you do not like day in, day out. And in that case, fatigue is due to boredom or lack of motivation, which is dispassion. The other factor is fatigue because of toxic load, physical toxins, toxic emotions that are not being transmuted or expressed. And they accumulate inside you, and again, you start to dim out. And this, it can manifest in low gastric fire, aka unbalance of the fire element in your body, which indicates a general imbalance that creates a lack of willpower, drive for life, and an inability to digest and transform life experiences. And again, you know, lack of passion comes, and this passion is the feeling that prevails. So whichever the case, your sacred fire and energy level are dimmed. No desires, no passion at reach, and then you become fatigued. And fatigue, I want you to know, you can see around you if you start to look around you. Fatigue is one of the most common ailments of and issues that we even have in the current times. For any one of these reasons that I just mentioned. So how to get out of this and generate vibrant energy to ignite your soul fire and passion? How to stay connected to your desires? You know, your soul fire is ancient, sacred, and integral to you and inextinguishable, but it gets dimmed by self-doubt many times. Sometimes we bury our passions and desires under layers of self-doubt, questioning if they are realistic or even valid. And in that case, we need very much grounding. We need to ground ourselves by finding clarity, to connect, to be the present moment, so we can generate that clarity on our desires and the resilience to be strategic with our desires. Because with our desires, we need to be strategic to get there. And here is why, before you do anything else, you should go through a purification or cleanse to reset your system. Because why? Because 99% of the times, this is all you need to feel like I feel right now, that I tell you that I'm bursting with vibrant energy. And because when you are vibrant and you are clean and you are balanced, the passion is part of that vibrancy. That passion for life is not a passion for a thing or for something that you are doing. It's a passion for being, for existing, for living. It's the passion of being fully alive. It's the passion that the nature has and blooms like it's blooming right now in spring. So it all begins with awareness, nourishing action, and getting help. Getting clear on your desires, and then taking aligned action practically and with much focus. Because passion is the wind in your sails, and practical aligned action is the rudder. Your desires are your compass, and you need all three to get where you're going, to get to your purpose. And as the saying goes, the truth is only that which works. You may manage your time with precision, create vision boards, and set quarterly goals to create a bright future you need sunglasses for, but if none of those methods proves effective, then something is not working. If you've exhausted all traditional methods of self-improvement, like therapy, guided meditations, and still find yourself lacking in calmness and passion, it may be time to reevaluate how you measure your progress. If your inner fire seems dim and distant, it's time to re-examine what truly ignites your passion in the present moment. And this could require a radical shift in perspective. Because duty is one thing, but passion is a force that cannot be tamed. Passion will inevitably guide you towards your true self. And growing and evolving is revealing that essence that we are, our true self, remembering who we are. And passion secures your spot in your Authentic Journeys action course. It guides you in making decisions on what to embrace and what to decline. And this is very important, because we know very well that at certain point we feel that we don't have any more time or energy to waste. We don't want to give our power away anymore. We don't want to be in places where we don't feel like being. So it's so important. Remember that for anything you want to do that is creating a better state than where you are right now, the first thing you need to take care of is to be in radical balance. Because there is where you generate that clarity and regulate your nervous system to find that emotional balance and to feel at ease. So just so you know, passion doesn't have to be overwhelming and intense all the time. Passion is not all the time being like upbeat. There is passion for what you do or love, but the ultimate kind of passion is the passion that you are when you are vibrant and you are balanced. And true passion in life is simply a consistent sense of curiosity and dedication. It's like a steady flame that it doesn't get too strong to burn you out, but is not dimmed either. It's a steady flame. You don't have to be willing to sacrifice everything for your passion or go to extreme lengths for your values to be passionate. Vibrancy from being balanced, genuine curiosity, and genuine interest can serve us to ignite the gentle flames that keep you warm for a long time. Your curiosity is your growth path. And remember that always. Whenever you are not curious, is that your fire is dimmed. So now, for the love of light, let's ignite your passion with some questions. Maybe you want to take note, or maybe you want to revisit this podcast episode and listen to them. When do you feel fantastic? What gets you going? What kinds of things make you feel like you're truly making a difference, like you're on top of the world? You know that feeling when you're just overflowing with positivity and energy, and you can't help but feel like there's more excitement just waiting to be unleashed? What activities bring that out in you? What comes so naturally to you that you just can't help but share it with others? Think about what you excel at and what gets your heart racing while you're in the moment. What is that which ignites your passion and drives you forward? What gets your fire burning bright? And remember, your soul fire is ancient, sacred, integral to you and inextinguishable. But it gets only dimmed, and you need to revive it. And be aware that self-doubt is very tricky. It keeps us stagnant and hinders our ability to imagine a life where we are free to be ourselves and thrive. So to ignite the fire within you, guiding you towards your deepest desires, get clear on them, on your desires, inquire, and then go relentlessly towards them. And if you want, let's chat about it. I'd love to help you move on this passion and with passion. And I will see you in the next episode. I send you so much love. always